Welcome to another edition of My Tunes, the podcast, right here at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
This week on My Tunes, it's a little different. It's different because I'm not in the studio and I'm wearing a face mask. And I'm sat 2 meters away from my guest, because my guest is in a care home in the Isle of Man and hasn't been on her feet for well over a year. We'll talk about that in a while. She's a wonderful, wonderful artist and a very, very big personality. And I'm delighted to welcome Barbara Lace to My Tunes. Barbara, thank you for agreeing to do this.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. And obviously you don't have to wear the face mask, that's fine, because I do, so if I sound a bit muffled, that's why. You came into hospital, and we're just looking back at the days, it was February 2020.
Yes.
So it was before lockdown.
Yes.
And at that point, you couldn't move anything.
No.
Gosh.
So I don't remember. I don't remember any of it for 5 weeks before, apparently, that I came around from, I think it was an induced coma, I'm not sure, but I was diagnosed with meningitis and sepsis, and what paralysed me was an abscess on my spine.
And you really couldn't move anything, and you couldn't talk.
I don't remember, and I believe not, because you all saw me, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move a hand, I couldn't move a foot, I couldn't move my mouth. Yeah. In fact, everything. They were warned a few times, were you, that perhaps I wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, well, it was certainly saying, you know, it could go badly wrong. That was what they were saying to us. Mm. We'll talk a bit more about the road to recovery, because thankfully things are looking up. They're a heck of a lot better, and they're getting better almost every day, every week.
Every day, really.
Mm. Which is fantastic. As an artist, let's concentrate on your art for a minute. When did you first start painting?
When I was about 8. No, when I was about 5, probably.
And where were you at that stage?
In Wigan.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And were you taught, or did it something you just started to do?
It was something that I always wanted to do. Whatever I was doing, I would be sitting down afterwards to draw or write or paint something, apparently, that's what I was told. Then I loved my art when I got to senior school, and then later on, as many, many people did of my time, went straight into work when they left school.
So where was your work,
I worked in industry, in a big, big company called Plessy Telecommunications, we had 3 factories in Wigan, employing 500 people at each one, which was very interesting. But I still did my drawing, and then I went to night school and did my art there as well as. So all the time I was learning how to paint from different individuals. But what you do is, now, as I've taught and shown so many people over the years, at the end of the day, it's what you do with it, with the way the technicalities that you're shown how to do it, everybody can paint. You can paint, Mark, and you'll say, oh, no, I can't. Yes, you can if you're shown how to do the bits step by step by step.
You say you can teach pretty much anyone.
Yeah.
Is that because everyone will find something they're good at?
Yes, yes, yes. But it's because the brain sees things if it's awakened to what it's to look for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you're shown how to do it, it's much better, I think, than reading from a book. You can read from a book and look from a book, but being shown how to do it goes straight to the brain. As you know, with your music, Mark, as well.
Yeah.
If you're shown how to play the guitar, the strings, you get the right sound coming from each string. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
How to do it.
Talking about music, let's have our first bit of music for the week. And we're going back to, a band called Bread.
Uh-huh.
I love this tune. Well, any particular reason for choosing it?
The Guitar Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the music in it, it is amazing. The actual guitar playing, and what it does is, if you listen to the words, they are beautiful, because it says, when you listen to the guitarist playing, he makes you laugh and makes you cry. So that's what music does. It's to do with the heart. So it makes you happy, or it makes you not sad, but you cry because you're so full, your heart is so full.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day to find another place. The guitar man. Who's on the radio? You don't listen to the guitar man. Then he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting. Searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. He can make you love, he can get you high. He will bring you down and he'll make you cry. Something keeps him moving, but no one seems to know what it is that makes him go. Then the lights begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find another place to play.
On my tunes this week, I may not sound my usual clear as a bell person because I'm wearing a face mask. And the reason I'm wearing a face mask is that my guest is Barbara Lace, an artist from the south of the island who basically got paralysed in February 2020 and has been in hospital and in and out of care. Well, no, not in and out, in care since then. So right throughout the whole of the major COVID lockdowns, Barbara.
From when I was first came out of ICU department, who saved my life. Those people, I am so grateful for their expertise in getting people out of very, very tricky situations. But I went on to the ward, then I went on to Southport to the rehabilitation department in Southport, which is a hospital, obviously. The sad thing was, when I got there, my lung collapsed. So I spent a month without any rehab. And then I had to get my breathing right to be able to do the exercises and the rehabilitations they had. So I spent 2 more months in there and then came back onto the ward in Nobles, and I was there, I think, Mark, was it 5 months I was in there?
It's been
a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not confused with time, but I'm lost in time with so much happening.
Well, it's hard, really, because there aren't landmarks, holidays and this and that. No. You've been in buildings like this for a long time.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question about your painting, because so many of us down south, well, across the island, know and love your work. Was it the desire to paint? Did that have an energising factor for you to get these arms and hands moving, as indeed
yes.
you have?
Oh, yes. I had to. I cannot tell you how many paintings I've done while I've been here that went wrong, and I've scrapped them to start again, because my hands were so shaky. And little by little, I've regained strength in my muscles, in my fingers, to get these joints that weren't working when the last time I saw you.
No,
it
they
was
weren't.
Completely frozen, that arm. But see, I can manipulate and pick things up that I wasn't able to with both hands. This is still a little bit on the weak side, but apparently that's where the...
That's on the left side, a little bit
weaker
than the right.
Yeah, all the way down. But every day of my life, there is more movement.
Excellent.
More movement.
I want to talk about your preferred mediums of painting and drawing. Where do you land in terms of what you use to paint with?
I use watercolours, that's what I was taught to paint with, and told at the time, if anyone can master watercolours, they can paint with anything. Because with watercolours, if you make a huge mistake on your paper, you've ruined your paper, and so it's scrapped. But with a canvas, you can think about it. If you're putting paint on top of paint on top of paint, then you can put any colour on top of any colour. Where you don't do that, you've got to use light, then dark, to make your watercolour.
I'll just say again, if you're listening to this and you'd like to see some of Barbara's paintings, I have put them on the Manx Radio Facebook page, so that you'll find them. Look up Barbara Lace on our Facebook page and you'll find them there. Let's have today's bit of music. It's a Beatle, it's George Harrison. What drove you to this one, Barbara?
Because the story behind the words in that are amazing, because he was an amazing guy, he was an amazing guitarist to start with. The music is wonderful in it. But also the words of "My Sweet Lord" could be, if we put all the religions together, we are all praying to the same God. But in different things, it's different names, isn't it, Mark? You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then mankind have made a difference with it, but it's not. We're all praising the same God, but we've all got a different name for him.
Yeah.
And that causes the controversy, doesn't it? You know, whether you're a Roman Catholic, a Church of England, a Buddhist, Islamic, or whatever, in the end of the day, we're all praying to God.
See you, Lord, but it takes so long.
sweet Lord.
It's My Tunes on Manx Radio with me, Mark Tiley, with a face mask. And I'll tell you again, it's because I'm visiting Barbara Lace in a care home and we're doing it properly, socially distanced and all that. But I do need to keep the face mask on. Barbara, of course, you don't have to have one on because this is where you live for the moment. We've talked a lot about painting. We'll talk more about painting. We'll talk more about your recovery as well, which is the best part of this story for my money. I hope you don't mind me saying so, but you're part of our church in the Abbey Church in Ballasalla. To say you help other people and care about other people is a huge understatement. You, over the years, have helped so many people, and so many people look to you for their support. And is that something now you can't wait to get doing again?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to be with my friends and everybody. It's not just me that does, it's everybody that helps each other, which is a combined help makes one. Does that make making sense?
But you were always looking out for everybody and you always had an eye on make sure people were okay. And you'll get back to that. I'm sure you will.
I hope so, because what I love to do, and I must tell everyone, everybody who was in that hall with me enjoyed what they were doing as well. So I was only part of a team of people that were, and the people who were coming along as well, because you know what our coffee mornings were, very well attended. The same people for over 20 years have been coming along to our coffee morning and just having a chat. Celebrating somebody's birthday, or writing a get well card for someone, or everything that people became involved with. And one particular thing that I did, Mark, but you know the picture that's on the wall in the hall with the poppies on?
Oh, yes.
Right. I cut a whole load of petals out and then put them on each table. And they said, what have you got us doing? I said, you're going to paint a petal for a poppy. We can't do that. Yes, I can. So we went round and squirted paint everywhere so everybody could have a go. And then we put them all together on the picture at the back. So it's not only a remembrance of those poor souls that gave their life for us, for our being that we are today, it's for themselves as well to remember that they are part of a thing that has been going on in our hall now for us, as I said, over 25 years plus, that have involved so many people, haven't they, that have come along to support the charity that the funds are going to. Is that right?
Certainly. And you will be back in the
I
heart
hope
of
so,
that.
I'm sure you will. It fills my heart to see all this, all these things.
I want to go back to your teaching people to paint.
Yeah.
When you get somebody who really thinks they can't, but they're keen, and they do get somewhere, that must be so rewarding.
Oh, it absolutely fills your heart to double its size, because they are so proud. Especially, do you remember when we used to exhibit them in the church, and everybody's aunt, uncle, grandma, granddad, cousin, everybody, friend, came to see their bits of work, the art class, plus the children in school, do you remember? All the children in school when we used to exhibit all their work. And the remarks I got back were so wonderful, that they felt so proud of their work, plus the people who were coming to see them were proud of the people. Oh, that's my husband's work. Oh, that's my child's work. That is what fills your heart, Mark, more than anything.
Let's have a bit of Leonard Cohen that you've chosen for us today. What a song, what a song. Do you remember when you first heard it?
Oh gosh, a long time ago, Mark, now. More years than I can remember. More years than I can remember. You know, you start, your head starts to go, doesn't it? And you're opening your mouth, the words, and you don't need any words in front of you to follow what he's saying, do you?
Let's have him. Leonard Cohen. Here it is. Hallelujah.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 If I did, Well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah.
This week on My Tunes, I'm with Barbara Lace. I'm not in the studio, I'm in a care home in Douglas because Barbara basically got paralysed completely in February 2020 and has had a long, hard climb back. But the best news is things are looking up. Barbara, first of all, thank you for doing this with us. It's lovely to have just the chance to catch up.
It's lovely, Mark, thank you.
And talk about your painting. Let's talk a little bit about the recovery, because I saw some toes moving, both toes wiggling. That's got to be a good sign.
And just this week, this has happened.
You can wiggle your hips.
Yeah, but no support.
No support at all.
That is a miracle. And I can only say, can I add to this, that I think the power of all the people that I know and the people we've come into contact with over the years have been praying that a miracle, and I think it's a miracle that, and I would tell you that the specialist said to me, we do not know your extent of recovery because we just do not know because of the injury you had, if you'll get any back at all. And
here we are, hands high in the air and wiggling the toes again. Just a bit more on the art subject. Painting as sort of a therapy and drawing as sort of a therapy, in an age where everything's instant, 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 it is lovely, isn't it, to take stock and do something like that.
Yes. Take a blank piece of paper or a piece of material that's, you know, just a cut piece of material. When you've got a picture finished to your perfection, and believe me if I say, and everybody says the same about their work, oh, I've done that wrong, oh, this is wrong. But at the end of the day, the people do not notice. And you would not. You would notice, you'd still notice. But to me, you're still learning. And I'm still learning every day what to look for. You know, how to do a little bit different. And so you'll never ever be completely satisfied, and you know that, Mark, with, you know, when you've done your music or whatever, you'll still say, oh, hate that note, you know, that could have been better, a little bit better. But people are so delighted with what the, you know, with their finished work and put in a frame, fills your heart. Yeah. That's all I can say about it.
Your subject matters. When you start something, how do you decide what to paint, I suppose?
You don't. You look around you and you see things in a different light. I look behind me, behind where you are now, Mark, there's a magnificent tree. And I've seen it in winter, I've seen it in spring, I've seen it in summer as it is at the moment. But it's each branch, how it curves, and the foliage on top, to get some sort of achievement to look like that is great. I can see a scene where I'm looking out of the window across the country, or across where the land ends and the sea begins, is beautiful. A building and the stone or brickwork, you can see the colours that you never saw before. Because
yes.
They always say, look at the colours that's in that stone. So that those are the colours you need to produce a like stone or even a brick, because of the colours, different colours that's in a red brick.
You are an inspiration, Barbara Lace. And
thank you.
It's just been an absolute delight to spend some time chatting. And the fact that you've got that wiggle movement going and the feet are going, we all hope and pray that this is such a good sign for you getting up before too much longer and coming back to be with us all again. Because we miss you.
Oh, I miss every one of you. I really do.
Well, you have chosen a stunning track to wrap this week up. I said you're an optimist. I said you're an inspiration. Who better to wrap up the week than this chap? Who's it going to be?
Louis Armstrong and this wonderful world that we need to keep as a wonderful world wherever we live.
Barbara, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful song, and what a great guest. Barbara Lace, thank you for joining us on MyTunes, and do keep coming back to manxradio.com for more editions of the programme, as they're popping up every single week.